This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. And Dean, I got one thing to say to you.
What's that, Robbie? I know, that was a bit crazy, wasn't it? We are having a whole heap of fun. And I just want to let you all know that we're giving away a double pass to the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra's last night of the proms, performing some fabulous British hits at Hamer Hall on July 13th. Now, we didn't know what the proms was, so we actually asked some listeners. And we got a message in from Paul in Paran saying,
"Educate me, Paul.
I don't know, God save the Queen, having a great show." But then another member messaged in, that's the marvellous Brad, saying the proms are a series of performances at the Royal Albert Hall each year over 8 weeks. It's classical music, but very popular, especially the last night.
Wow.
And Brad did also let us know that Brad didn't email, look, check with Google. Brad knew that off the top of his head.
Oh, thanks,
and
Brad. You get the points, Brad.
Yeah,
well done.
Yeah, you already won a prize last week, Brad. You don't need more. And so Brad can't even go in the draw. He won Gay Ski Week last week. And also Kieran McGregor has let us know that prom stands for Promenade Concert, held in summer in the UK. It's a series of musical concerts. I love that everyone's just schooling us on a basic thing that we just had no idea about. And
this is how we learned it.
I don't know. Are we? We got another one saying, the song that they just heard was amazing. What is it called? That Spirit in the Sky. It's one of the Eurovision songs from this year.
It's really great. It's a lot of fun. It didn't do very well, but it was really great.
It is an absolutely fun song. It's a shame that it didn't do so well. Speaking of songs, to go into the draw to win our double pass to the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra's last night of the proms on July 13th at the Hamer Hall, thanks to the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra, you just have to tell us what song this is.
A very quality rendition of the song, too.
Now that you've told me what it is, I can hear it. Ooh. What is that song? Let us know on 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au, and you'll go into the draw to win a double pass to see Melbourne Symphony Orchestra last night at the proms, thanks to the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra.
Ooh, ah.
Ooh, ah.
Dean, I have been doing something counterproductive to society, which
I mean, I could back at least.
Where do we start? Which is, I've been watching Game of Thrones, but not the current season.
Oh, Robbie. So, wait, it only finished like... Oh, my God.
No, I thought we might be able to talk over that, but it's actually awful, isn't it?
I mean, I'm loving it. Let's keep it going. So Game of Thrones, for everyone who watches TV when it comes out,
who has eyes
last,
and ears.
Yeah, no, we can't. We can't keep that going. That's insane. Finished last week, and there was an uproar, Robbie. So many people didn't like the ending. They were not happy with the final season, and you couldn't contribute to this pop culture narrative in the world, because what are you even up to? What are you up to?
I've just started season 5, and I've been galloping through them. I was
so
on season 3
weeks. So why did you stop? Though. Because I'm a loyalist. I've loved it. So I was on it every single week. I would watch it. It was my Monday night tradition to watch the latest episode. Why did you stop?
The only reason I stopped, I watched up to season 3 previously when that's when everybody was up to.
I mean, you can say, well, you watched in order with everyone.
So yes, yes. Well, no, I binge-watched 3 seasons when there was only 3 seasons available. Then I had to wait sort of 6 to 8 months before season 4 came out, and I knew that I had forgotten too much of it and I needed to start over again.
Okay, so you're starting all of happening all over again.
And then, sillily enough, I really wanted to watch it all again so that I would catch up in time to watch the finale with
that's a big call.
Everybody, and it just didn't work.
It just didn't happen. Look, it's been an interesting final series because a lot of people were really frustrated with the whole final season because unlike the show, which really takes place over years, you know, it moves at a quick but slow pace, the last season was actually one whole book. The last 2 seasons was one book split in half.
Right.
And it moved really fast. So,
we're going to keep this a spoiler-free zone though, aren't we, Dean?
Yeah, no, I won't. I will not tell you.
Because I'll launch over this desk.
Sansa goes really nuts and cuts off all her red hair.
Somebody dies, I'm sure.
No, look, I think the important thing you need to know when it comes to Game of Thrones is the fact that the way the series ends isn't where the books are ending. So the books haven't finished being written.
Oh.
So the series has been, and there are characters that were killed in the series that are still alive in the books.
Yeah, right.
There are characters, main characters that have been killed in the books that are still going in the series. So it's a completely different tone of events. There's going to be bits and pieces, but it's absolutely brilliant. I just want my own dragon at this point in my life. Oh,
the dragons are great, aren't
they? You're up to season three. You've got no idea.
No. I'm up to season five now.
So what's going on in season five?
So the dragons have sort of just become, I guess, fully grown. They've sort of, I don't know.
Say what people will say. People will complain about a lot of things, but the artwork and cinematography of the final season is amazing.
Stunning.
And the final episode, the dragons, or maybe just dragon, who knows,
spoiler,
looks absolutely gorgeous.
I watched a little documentary on the shooting of Game of Thrones, and when they recorded and shot it, they actually shoot two different units at once. So every day they're shooting 2 days' worth of material.
I mean, because they're not shooting. It's not like the same crew go to a different country to film. Is that what you mean?
So they have two separate units in different countries because they're filming in Croatia. Yeah, they film in Spain. They film in Berlin.
It's a huge endeavor.
It's crazy the amount of effort that goes into it.
I just don't think. I think you realize it with this, but that happens with all TV, Robbie.
I mean, I guess it happens to some extent, but you know, it was quite. Incredible. Like, I mean, Game of Thrones has really smashed boundaries in terms of the amount of extras that they have for a TV show.
It's been really brilliant.
The budget they've had for a TV show. Do you know how many hours there is of Game of Thrones? I do.
Seven.
68 hours of the show in the 8 seasons.
Would you like me to talk about how many hours there are of Grey's Anatomy? That show's still going.
And you've watched them all 4 times.
And so far they're going to go till season 17. I hope they get to 20. Speaking of Game of Thrones, who do you think is going to take the throne this week in the Drag Race finale?
Oh, dear.
Who do you think is going to come out on top? Is it going to be Evie, Brooklyn, Silky, or Akira?
I'm really hoping it's either Evie or Brooklyn.
I don't know. It's going to be all down to a lip sync, really.
Yeah, so it could go. I mean, you look at what I don't know that anyone, or not anyone, but I don't know that most people would have picked that Sasha Velour was going to win, but based on a lip sync,
who knows?
It
and
through,
a lip sync can change everything. So I'm looking forward this Friday to finding out.
Yeah, no, I think I'm sitting on TV, Evie, now.
Okay, well there you go. We've got a double pass to give away to the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra's Last Night of the Proms. All you've got to do is tell us what song this is. Hit us up on 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au to go into the draw. We can give them a little bit more, I think.
Oh.
You have to be a Joy member and you can't have won anything in the last week. We've had more people enter for What Is the Proms than the competition. What is this song? Let us know, 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au, and you will go into the draw. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You're listening to Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean on Joy 94.9.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. Thanks, Chloe. Gosh,
you love a bit of Chloe Sevigny.
We had so much fun with Chloe Sevigny in the studio.
Oh, we had an absolutely fantastic time. And you can actually listen to the fantastic time we had by subscribing to our podcast, our Joy Mad Wednesday podcast, where you can hear Robbie and Dean in your ear holes all the time. I know Robbie's mum is constantly playing, this past week has been playing our fake news podcast from last week.
The fake news I created last week for Gary because he wouldn't let us read the news for our special radiothon show.
Gary.
Apparently there is too much integrity in the news reading. And
I came up with some corkers.
Unable to uphold that integrity.
But you can actually subscribe to our podcast, whether it be on Spotify or on iTunes, or you can just jump onto the Joy website and follow Mad Wednesday, bookmark us, and then you can download us each and every week and just hear our fun and laughter. Why wouldn't you want more of Mad Wednesday in every day of your life?
Why wouldn't you indeed, Dean?
Now, we have a competition to give away a double pass to the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra Last Night at the Proms, which is like a musical promenade type thing, which is the last night of the proms where you dust off your streamers and Union Jack flags in preparation for lots of favourite prom anthems. Thanks to the MSO, it's happening at Hamer Hall and it's a grand performance on July the 13th. You can join in the cheery choruses, slick show pieces for this uniquely British event. Thanks to the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. We want to know, do you know what this song is? No one's guessed it yet.
I might give a little bit more of the song this time, yeah, so listen carefully.
Oh, you can hear it in the background.
It's coming.
What song is this? What song is this? Let us know. Hit us up on 0427-JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au to go into the draw. I've been loving this little guessing song game things we've been doing each and every week.
I know. It's become our brand,
Dean. I mean, I don't know if the listeners are loving it. We're enjoying it, certainly. But we need to know. You need to message in. Now, everyone who's messaging to let us know what proms means has gone into the draw. If we don't get any messages soon, we might just ask a generic English question.
Our next guest is outside in the lobby screaming the answer through the window.
Of course this one knows, because coming up later on in the show, the fabulous Lisa Mann's going to be joining us in the studio for a whole heap of fun. Can't wait for it.
Mm.
It's going to be awesome. We've got more fabulous madness coming your way here on Joy. Can you believe Robbie hasn't finished Game of Thrones? I'm actually outraged. What is he doing? He should go home tonight and watch Game of Thrones. You know what? If I made a rule that you can't make love to your husband until you finish watching Game of Thrones, I think you'd have it done tonight.
I have been putting watching Game of Thrones above making love to my husband every single day for the last 2 weeks.
Well, I'm sure he's happy about that. Okay, well, I'm going to take it all back. I'm going to take it all back.
No, I have been watching. I think I've been averaging about 3 to 4 hours a day.
All right, that's good, because it's a bit of a long show.
Yeah.
So good on you.
But it's not tiresome. Gosh, they're good. They make good television.
It's very good television. I mean, let's face it, we just love TV.
I know, yeah.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.